الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب ما جاء في إخلاف الوعد باب ما جاء في إخلاف الوعد The chapter with regards to that which has come from invalidating one's covenant and breaking one's promise. باب ما جاء في إخلاف الوعد. وقول الله تعالى and the statement of Allah the Most High فأعقابهم نفاقا في قلوبهم إلى يوم يلقونه بما أخلفوا الله ما وعدوه وبما كانوا يكذبون. The author, he mentioned the chapter with regards to the affair of breaking one's covenant and breaking one's promise and one's oath, validating that which he has promised and the oath that he has taken or the covenant that he has made. And he mentioned in the statement of Allah the Most High, فَأَعْقَابَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ And Allah, he has caused hypocrisy to enter their hearts إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ until the day that they meet him بِمَا أَخْلَفُ اللَّهَ مَا وَعَدُوهُ وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ because they have broken the covenant that they promised Allah they have invalidated the covenant and broken the promise that they made with Allah and because they were lying and because they were lying. This noble verse here is in the chapter known as Al-Fadiha. Al-Fadiha, the one that exposes. Also, this chapter is known as Surat Tawbah, the chapter of repentance. And also, it's known as Surat Bara'a, the innocence and freeing oneself. And because of how it begins, that Allah freed Himself and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the mushrikeen. So it is known as Surat al-Bara'ah. And also it is known as Surat al-Tawbah because of the mention of the Tawbah of the three that fell behind on one of the excursions with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they were truthful and they repented from them, Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu Anhu and the others along with him, and the story of their repentance is found in this chapter, so therefore it has this name. But likewise, with the people of knowledge, this chapter is known as Surat Al-Fadiha. Al-Fadiha, the one that exposes, because Allah Azza wa Jal, He has exposed in many verses in this particular chapter the traits and the characteristics clearly of the hypocrites, specifically those that were in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Al-Madina. And this is from those verses. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned in this context, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَهَدَ اللَّهَ لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَدَّقَنَّ وَلَنُكُنَنَّ مِنْ الصَّالِحِينَ فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِرُوا بِهِ وَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned it from them, from those hypocrites, any of those true and pure hypocrites, those who said that they believe, but they do not believe. Any of those hypocrites who said that they believe, but they do not believe. Any of the ones that Allah, He mentioned about them in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ And from mankind, there are those that they say, we believe in Allah and the last day, but they are not truly believers. Meaning they are liars and they are concealing in their heart that which is contrary to what they state with their tongue. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ And they seek to deceive Allah and those who believe, and they only deceive their own souls and their own selves, and they do not even perceive, nor do they even know. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ And in their hearts is a disease of hypocrisy and the love of this life and disbelief in Allah and His Messenger, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ And Allah increased them in their in their disease. Allah increased them in their disease whenever they continued to reject faith. After seeing the truth, and they continued to reject faith, at this time the disease increased in their heart. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Similar to what happened to the children of Israel. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Whenever they deviated, Allah caused deviation to enter their hearts, and He caused their hearts to deviate, and until they were completely misguided. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So Allah, He mentioned about these hypocrites that they have a disease in their heart, and Allah increased their disease. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And they all have a painful punishment because they used to lie. So here again, referring to the similar issue here, and these are from their lies. These are from their lies. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَحَدَ اللَّهَ لَإِنْ آتَانَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنُكُنَنَّ مِنْ الصَّالِحِينَ. That they swore by Allah. They said that, and from them, and from those hypocrites are those that they make a covenant with Allah. They make a promise and a bond with Allah, that if He gives us from His grace, then verily we will give charity. If He provides for us from His bounty, then verily we will give charity. وَلَنُكُنَنَّ مِنْ الصَّالِحِينَ. And truly we will be from the righteous. And they made a covenant with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and a promise that if Allah would provide for them and give them from His bounty and His blessing, that they will be good and they will be righteous, and they'll use that wealth in charity, and they will pay the obligatory zakat and the non-obligatory charity, and they'll spend their wealth for the sake of Allah. And this is the covenant that they made. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا بِهِ. But whenever Allah, He gave them, any of those who made this promise and this covenant, whenever Allah, He gave them from His grace and from His bounty, بَخِلُوا بِهِ. They were greedy and they were stingy with that, meaning they did not fulfill the covenant, and they did not fulfill the promise, and they did not spend from that wealth that they were given. And they made that promise and they did not fulfill that promise whenever Allah Azza wa Jalla gave them what they were seeking. بَخِلُوا بِهِ. Rather, they were stingy with that, and they were greedy. وَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. And they turned away while they were in rejection. And they rejected faith, and they rejected the favor of Allah, and they did not show thanks. Rather, they were ungrateful for that blessing, and they invalidated that covenant and that promise and that bond that they made with Allah Azza wa Jalla. So here, the next verse comes, that which the author, he mentioned. فَأَعْقَابَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ بِمَا أَخْلَفُ اللَّهَ مَا وَعَدُوهُ وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And these verses are very serious for a believer to ponder over and to recollect and to think about. And they should frighten him that he would fall into this. So because they betrayed that promise and that covenant with Allah Azza wa Jal, and they did not fulfill their oath, فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He caused hypocrisy to enter their hearts. He caused hypocrisy to enter their hearts. إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ. Until the day that they meet Him. Meaning hypocrisy that is continuing and that is remaining in their heart and did not leave until the day that they meet Him. And they will live upon it and die upon it. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And the reason, بِمَا أَخْلَفُ اللَّهَ مَا وَعَدُوهُ وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Because they invalidated the promise, and they went back on the covenant that they promised Allah. That they invalidated that. They made a promise with Him and they invalidated that. And because they used to lie. And because they used to lie. Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, فَلْيَحْذَرُ الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنْ هَذَا الْوَصْفِ الشَّنِيعِ. A believer, he has to be very cautious from this disgusting and foul trait and attribute. Yani the attribute of validating the promise and going back on the covenant and the oath that one makes with Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, to beware of this and cautious from this foul trait. And يُعَاهِدَ رَبَّهُ إِنْ حَصَلَ مَقْسُودُهُ الْفُلَانِ لَيَفْعَلَنَّ كَذَا وَكَذَا. That he should be cautious from this foul and disgusting trait, that if he will make a promise to his Lord and make a covenant with his Lord, that if such and such happens, and he, from the things that he's hoping for, if he obtains such and such a fare, that he will do this and do that for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then ثُمَّ لَا يَفِي بِذَلِكَ, and then he does not fulfill that. And then he does not fulfill that after he made the promise. And he told Allah Azza wa Jal, if you give me this, or you provide for me this, or you facilitate this affair for me. And then Allah, he facilitated that for him. And then he made a promise that he would do such and such if that occurred for him, if Allah responded to him. And then Allah gave him what he asked for and requested. And then he did not fulfill that. Then he did not fulfill his part with regards to that. He said, فَإِنَّهُ رُبَّمَا عَقَبَهُ اللَّهُ بِالنِّفَاقِ كَمَا عَقَبَ هَؤُ اللَّهِ. Possibly, and maybe the case will be that Allah, he will punish this person likewise, just as he punished those hypocrites before. So therefore, this is a great warning for a believer to be cautious from going back on his promise and going back on his oath and the covenants that he makes with his Lord. And if a believer, he makes an oath with Allah Azza wa Jalla and a promise with Allah, he must fulfill that. He must fulfill that to the best of his ability and strive to fulfill that and maintain that. And this is a very, very dangerous affair. And this is the issue the author, he's clarifying. Ikhlaf al-wa'id, to go back on one's promise, to invalidate one's covenant and contract. Yani here, the verse is referring to with Allah Azza wa Jalla. But likewise, we will see that also included in that is with the people. Is with the people, and that this is from the traits of hypocrisy. That this is from the traits of hypocrisy. And the author, he says, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال آية المنافق ثلاث. آية المنافق ثلاث. He mentioned the hadith of أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, آية المنافق, the sign of a hypocrite are three. The sign of a hypocrite are three. In some wordings in Sahih Muslim, it mentioned min alamat al-munafiq, min alamat al-munafiq, from the signs of a hypocrite. So here, whenever this word ayah, it has a number of meanings. The word ayah in the Arabic language, from them, the verse in the Quran is called an ayah. But also an ayah is a sign and a proof and an evidence. And the prophets and messengers, they were given ayat, and to clarify miracles that occurred for them, clarifying their authenticity or the authenticity of their messengership and prophethood, and clarifying the truthfulness of their call. They would be given ayat, yani that are miracles that would be seen and known with the people of their time. So this is also from the meaning of ayat. So the word ayat, it means verse, and it means a proof and evidence, and also it means a miracle, and here it means a sign. And here likewise in the wording in Sahih Muslim, min, yani wa min tufidu at-tab'id, min at-tab'idiyya. So this means from the signs of the hypocrite. Yani, so these are not all of the signs, rather these are some of the signs. That's how we understand this text here. Ayatul munafiq thalath. That the sign of a hypocrite are three, meaning from the signs. From the signs are three. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ. If he speaks, he lies. Whenever he speaks, he lies. We have seen in our previous class the issue of lying, and that is the specific trait of the disbelievers and likewise of the hypocrites. And here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying this affair. But what is intended here are the hypocrites that are lesser than major hypocrisy. And what is intended here is hypocrisy that is lesser than the major hypocrisy. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ. If he speaks, he lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. And this is the shahid for the author, rahimahullah. And if he makes a promise or an oath, if he makes a promise or an oath, he will invalidate that, and he will break that. وِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. With that tumina khan, and if he's entrusted to an affair, if he's entrusted to anything, then he will betray that trust. So these are three signs from the signs of a hypocrite, and from the signs of hypocrisy. The author, he says, akhrajahu. And this narration is collected by Bukhari and Muslim. He says, walahuma an ibn Umar. This is what is mentioned here in the text, but what is correct and what is found in Bukhari and Muslim, that this narration is on Ibn Amr. Ibn Amr, so there should be a wow there after the ra. Ibn Amr, he is the narrator of this hadith, radiallahu anhuma, not Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma. Wala huma an ibn Amrin, marfu'an. And also in Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Amr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, arba'un man kunna fihi kana munafiqan khalisa. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِنْهُنَّ كَانَ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in this narration here that there are four أَرْبَعُونَ يعني أَرْبَعُ خِصَال. There are four traits that whoever has them in him, then he is a pure hypocrite. Then he is a pure hypocrite. مُنَافِقًا كَانَ munafiqan khalisan, a pure hypocrite. And whoever has one of these traits, then he has a trait of hypocrisy with him until he leaves it. So here we have four. In the previous we have three. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, idha tumina khan, if he is entrusted to an affair, whatever it may be, if he's entrusted to an affair, then he will betray that. That trust, he will act treacherously and betray that. وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ, and if he speaks, he will lie. وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرْ, and if he makes an oath or a covenant, he will betray that and act treacherously likewise. He will betray that and act treacherously likewise. وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ, وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ, and if he has a dispute, then he will act in a manner that is corrupt and foul. And he, meaning he will lie, and he will act in a foul manner, and he will not be truthful in his debate and in his quarreling, that he will quarrel in a foul manner and in a rude manner, and he will use treachery and deception and lying. إِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجْر, if he's quarreling and he's debating or he has a dispute with somebody, he will lie and he will trick and he will deceive and he will fabricate, and in order to win the dispute, in order to win the dispute. So these are from the traits of hypocrisy, from the traits of hypocrisy. At-Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala, after the narration of Ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma, he mentioned a commentary and he said, وَإِنَّمَا مَعْنَا هَذَا عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ, إِنَّمَا مَعْنَا هَذَا عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْإِلْمِ, that the meaning of with this, with the people of knowledge, is only نِفَاقُ الْعَمَلِ. He says نِفَاقُ الْعَمَلِ. He said that what is intended here with the people of knowledge is نِفَاقُ الْعَمَلِ, and it is hypocrisy in the action, is hypocrisy in the action. And he says وَإِنَّمَا كَانَ نِفَاقُ التَّكْذِيبِ عَلَى أَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And he says, and as for the hypocrisy of belying, and the hypocrisy which is in the heart, this was only present in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentioned, it's been narrated, وَرُوِيَ and al-Hassan al-Basri شَيْءٌ مِنْ هَذَا, and it's been narrated from al-Hassan al-Basri rahimahullahu ta'ala, the likes of this. He says, مِنْ أَنَّهُ قَالَ النِّفَاقُ نِفَاقًا. Al-Hassan al-Basri, he died in the year 110. He says, النِفَاق نِفَاقًا, that hypocrisy is two types of hypocrisy. He says, نِفَاقُ الْعَمَلِ وَنِفَاقُ التَّكْذِيبِ. نِفَاقُ الْعَمَلِ is hypocrisy in deed, hypocrisy in action. وَنِفَاقُ التَّكْذِيبِ, and hypocrisy in belying and denying, meaning in disbelief. In disbelief. So this is some of the wordings that the people of knowledge have used to discuss the issue of an-nifaq. In any case, the words sometimes, or the mustalahat, are different in this affair. And the people of knowledge, they say la mushahata fil istilah, but the meaning of it all is the same. That an-nifaq nifaqani, that nifaq is two types. Hypocrisy is two types. Here he's mentioning nifaq al-amal and nifaq al-takdhib. Yani nifaq al-takdhib, the people of knowledge, they say that is nifaq al-i'tiqad. Yani nifaq al-i'tiqad. Yani so there's two types, nifaq al-nifaq al-amali wa nifaq al-i'tiqadi. And also from the other terms they have, nifaq al-asghar wa nifaq al-akbar. So النفاق الأصغر is the first one. النفاق العملي. This is what Tirmidhi is referring to here, رحمه الله, النفاق العمل. يعني which is hypocrisy in the action, and this is lesser hypocrisy, meaning that this could occur from a believer and it does not invalidate his faith. That this type of hypocrisy can occur from a believer and this does not invalidate his faith. And that's what is intended here. And that's what At-Tirmidhi is mentioning, that what is intended in this particular narration from كان منافقاً أو من علامات النفاق أو المنافق and the likes from the signs of a hypocrite, the hypocrisy in action, not in creed. The major hypocrisy is called النفاق والاعتقادي. النفاق والاعتقادي. And it's very important to distinguish between the two. To be able to distinguish between the two. The first one is lesser than disbelief. And the second one is major disbelief. And the origin of النفاق in the Arabic language, يعني it means إظهار الخير وابطان الشر. إظهار الخير وابطان الشر. That a person, he would outwardly display goodness, but in his heart he has evil. In his heart he has an evil intention. And النفاق الاعتقادي يعني هو إظهار الإسلام وإبطان الكفر والعياذ بالله. يعني this is the major hypocrisy, and the hypocrisy in creed is that one of a person, he would display outwardly that he's a Muslim, but in his heart he does not believe. In his heart he does not believe. يعني he does not believe. He does not consider himself a Muslim. He does not consider himself a Muslim. He would display that outwardly for worldly gain or benefit or for a worldly goal and aim. But as for truly in his heart, he knows that he is not a believer. He's not a Muslim. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this was present in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Al-Madinah. In Al-Madinah, because the Muslims, they had a stronghold and they had authority and they had the government and the rule there. And the individuals, they wanted to save their wealth and their property, and they wanted to save their honor and their reputation, but they did not believe. But they did not believe, a number of the people at that time, and they were hypocrites, and they were present in Medina, and they were exposed. But now what is referred to in these narrations here and in this chapter, then the nifaq that is from the major sin is nifaq, النفاق العملي, with regards to the actions. And this is similar from the fact that a person, for example, the one who breaks his promise. And what is intended here by breaking the promise is the one who makes a promise to somebody, but in his heart he does not intend to fulfill it. In his heart he does not intend to fulfill it. He says, for example, yes, I'll meet you at this place, or I'll pay you back this much, or I'll loan you this much, or I'll do this and I'll do that for you, and on this particular time or particular day. But in his heart he has no intention of fulfilling that. In his heart he has no intention of fulfilling that. So we see the resemblance here. And he's a Muslim, he believes. And the difference between the two, the one that's major hypocrisy, he is displaying Islam in entirety, but he's not a believer. In his heart, he does not believe. The second person here, he believes. He's a Muslim. He believes in Allah in the last day. And he follows the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here he is displaying outwardly that he has some good and that he's going to do this and do that for somebody. And he makes a bond with him and a promise with him and a covenant with him. At the same time, he's concealing in his heart contrary to that. And he does not intend to fulfill that. Somebody says, if you loan me this money, I'll pay you back on this day. And in his heart, he has no intent to do that, either entirely or not on that day. And in his heart, he's considering something contrary. Or he says, yeah, I'll meet you at this place at this time. And in his heart, he has no intent to meet at that time. He's saying that outwardly. This is what is intended here. Or likewise, whenever he's talking, if he speaks, he will lie. Because he's saying something outwardly, inside he knows it's a lie. So therefore, the inside, what he conceals inside of himself is contrary to what he displays. So from this aspect, it's considered hypocrisy, although it's lesser than major hypocrisy. And the one who does that, so long as he has the foundation of faith, he's still a Muslim. But his faith is deficient and weak. So this does not take a person out of Islam. This does not take a person out of Islam if you were to lie, or if you were to make a promise and invalidate that and to intend that. For example, if you were given a trust that he will betray the trust, or that if he makes promises and oaths or he signs the contract, that he will act treacherously with regards to that. All of this can occur from a believer. All of this can occur from a Muslim, and it does not take him out of Islam. And it does not take him out of Islam, but no doubt it decreases his faith. And just as al-ma'asi baril al-kufr, likewise, and from the worst of al-ma'asi is these actions here of hypocrisy. That also is the pathway to disbelief. So the one who falls into these affairs, he is falling into to major sin, and he is on a foul path that could lead him outside of al-Islam. That could lead him to disbelief, yani pure hypocrisy, waliyadu billah. But the important affair here is to differentiate between the two, so that one will not become from the khawarij or be affected by the methodology of the khawarij, and somebody would invalidate the promise for them, or betray them, or lie to them, or take advantage of them, and the likes like this, and then someone would consider them a disbeliever, and then use the likes of this evidence here or this text and to establish that. That's the wrong understanding. And this goes back to, as has preceded, the statement of At-Tirmidhi. And this is the way of the people of knowledge today, alhamdulillah, the ulama as-sunnah. But taking it back to At-Tirmidhi, because he is from those who collected the sunnah. And from his books is one of the books, the six books of the sunnah, is relied upon. And from the benefit of Jami At-Tirmidhi specifically, is he will make commentary briefly at the end of the narrations, and he'll mention the madhahib of the salaf, and the methodology of the people of knowledge, like he says here, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. So he'll mention the position of and the understanding of the people of knowledge, and in his time. Tirmidhi, he died in 279. Rahimahullah ta'ala. Here he's narrating or mentioning a narration that has come from someone even 100 years before him or more. Al-Hasan al-Basri. So this is the understanding that hypocrisy is two types. Major hypocrisy, and this is whenever a person, he does not believe in his heart, but he displays Islam outwardly. And as for lesser hypocrisy, then this is with regards to actions. A person in his heart, he's a believer, but his faith is weak. So therefore, he will display outwardly things and affairs, and inside he will conceal contrary to that. He will display outwardly beautiful speech, in his heart he will belie that, or he will say something, and then in his heart he's lying, or he'll make a promise and he will invalidate that, yani intentionally, so on and so forth. Or if he's entrusted to something, he'll betray the trust. All of these are traits of hypocrisy indeed. In any case, even if it's lesser hypocrisy, a believer, he will not take it lightly. And the Salaf, they used to be afraid of hypocrisy. And it's been narrated on the Salaf, a number of them, beginning with the companions, radiallahu anhum, that they used to be afraid of hypocrisy for their self. And it's been narrated from Ibn Abi Mulaika, rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, أَدْرَكْتُ ثَلَاثِينَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كُلُّهُمْ يَخَافُ نِفَاقُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ. He said, I met 30 of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of them are afraid of hypocrisy for their self. All of them, they fear for their self that they may fall into hypocrisy. And likewise, Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattabi radiallahu anhu, whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that he's from the people of Jannah. Whenever the Messenger died, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had left Hudhayfa in charge of the affairs in the affairs of the hypocrites. And Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he had a list, and it was a secret between him and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam of the names of the hypocrites. So Hudhayfa, he knew them by their names. Those who were true and pure hypocrites, they're not believers. And the Sahaba, some of them, they were aware of this. And they used to wait for a person, if there was a funeral prayer, and there was somebody they had doubt about, they would look and see if Hudhayfa had prayed on him. If Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu prayed on them, they would pray. And if they seen that Hudhayfa didn't pray on them, they would take this as a sign that individual, he was one of those people that was on the list, that was from the pure hypocrites, who was not a Muslim.
So Hudhayfa, he knew about this affair radiallahu anhu, and after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar, he came to him. He said, Nashadduka billah, hal sammani laka Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, yes, I swear to you by Allah. Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention me from amongst them? Did he mention my name from amongst them? Any of those hypocrites? And he's afraid, literally, of his self. And Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he said, La wala uzakki ba'daka ahadan. He said, no, but I will not praise or mention this to anybody after you. To anybody after you. هذا النفاق في العمل. And what is intended here is nifaq in the action, nifaq in the deed. Ibn Hajar, he says, وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ مُؤْمِنْ قَدْ يَعْرِضُ عَلَيْهِ فِي عَمَلِهِ مَا يَشُوبُهُ مِمَّا يُخَالِفُ الْإِخْلَاصِ. He said, they are afraid of nifaq. They are afraid for their souls and for themselves from being hypocrites and from falling into hypocrisy. He said, because a believer, his actions could be exposed to some affairs that are contrary to sincerity. And his actions, he's exposed. He's exposed to the suggestions of shaitan and to the whispers of the soul and to the love of the position of this life. And the life's like this, a person, he's not safe from this occurring to him. So they were afraid of that. They were afraid of that, radiallahu anhum. He says, Ibn Hajar, he says, وَلَا يَلْزَمُ مِنْ خَوْفِهِمْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وُقُوعُهُ مِنْهُمْ بَلْ ذَلِكَ عَلَى السَّبِيلِ الْمُبَالَغَةِ مِنْهُمْ فِي الْوَرَعِ وَالتَّقْوَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. This is the end of the statement of Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, but this does not necessitate, the fact that they were afraid. The fact that the companions, radiallahu anhum, they were afraid of hypocrisy for their own selves. They were afraid they would occur from them, or they would fall into that. He said, rahimahullah, this does not necessitate that it occurred from them. The fact that they were afraid of it does not necessitate that it occurred from them. What is intended by them being afraid of hypocrisy and mentioning this affair here, that they are afraid of hypocrisy, is that they were on a high level, on a great level and status of piety and righteousness. May Allah be pleased with all of them. So in any case, a believer, he will follow that way, and he will be afraid of hypocrisy. Al-Dhahabi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned in Sir Alam al-Nubala, in the tarjama of Safwan ibn Amr, rahimahullah, he mentioned a narration that has the individual in the chain coming to Jubair ibn Nufair. Jubair ibn Nufair, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, أَنَّهُ سَمِعَ أَبَا دَرْدَى, that he heard Abu Darda, وهو في آخر صلاته وقد فرغ من التشهد يتعوذ بالله من النفاق فأكثر التعوذ منه. He said, Jubair ibn Nufair, he witnessed Abu Darda radiallahu anhu praying. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he witnessed him praying. And whenever he finished from the tashahud, he started seeking refuge with Allah from hypocrisy. He started seeking refuge with Allah from hypocrisy, and he did this a lot. And in this particular prayer, and he's witnessing him. And there's benefits here that the Salaf, they used to look at their mashayikh and the people of knowledge, and they would watch them. And they would pay detailed attention to their manner of worship, and specifically, and likewise their conduct. So here he is, he's watching him and looking how he's praying, and he sees him doing this. And he's seeking refuge with Allah over and over and over from hypocrisy. And the end of the salat after the tashahud, and after salawat al ibrahimiyyah, and as we have been discussing in the classes of umdat al ahkam. So Jubair, he says, rahimahullah, ma laka ya Abu Darda wa anta wa nifaq. He said, oh Abu Darda, why all of this talk about you and nifaq? And he think, looking at Abu Darda, you are a companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All we know from you is righteousness and piety. We see you to be the best of us, and this is what he's intending. So why are you, this affair, you and nifaq, you're seeking refuge in so much like this? فَقَالَ دَعْنَا أَنْكَ فَوَاللَّهِ إِنَ الرَّجُلَ لَا يُقْلَبُ عَنْ دِينِهِ فِي السَّاعَةِ الْوَاحِدَةِ فَيُقْلَعُ مِنْهُ. Don't say that. Wait a second. He said, I swear by Allah that verily a man, his religion can be flipped on him in one moment, and it be stripped from him, and his religion can be taken from him. He can change in a moment. The hearts are with Allah Azza wa Jalla. So a believer should never feel safe from the plot of Allah Azza wa Jal and safe from the threat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani whether he would remember that verse, فَعَقَبُهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ بِمَا بِأَخْلَفُ اللَّهَ مَا وَعَدُوهُ وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Yani they would fear that. Yani this could happen to a person, that hypocrisy could enter his heart in the end of his life, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, even if he thought he was upon khair today. And so a believer, he will not feel safe. He will not feel safe. Rather, he will be humble before Allah, and he will hope for his mercy and his grace. He said, فَوَاللَّهِ إِنَّ رَجُلًا لَيُقْلَبُ عَنْ دِينِهِ فِي السَّاعَةِ الْوَاحِدَةِ. He said, I swear by Allah that a man, he will flip from his deen. He will yuqlab, and he will be changed from his deen in a moment. In a moment, فَيُقْلَعُ مِنْهُ, and it will be stripped from him. And these words are strong. فَيُقْلَعُ مِنْهُ, meaning it will be stripped from him, meaning that blessing of piety and righteousness and that blessing of faith, this is a favor from Allah and a bounty from Allah, and it could be taken from someone. And it can be taken from someone. So the one who has a bounty from Allah, he shows thanks for that. And the greatest bounty to show thanks for is the bounty of al-Islam and the blessing of piety and righteousness and the blessing of al-Tawheed and the Sunnah and being upon clarity in one's faith and one's deen, upon al-Manhaj al-Saleem, Yani al-Manhaj al-Salafi, to know that, and that is the truth, and to follow that, to be thankful. And Allah, He says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. That verily your Lord, He has proclaimed that if you show thanks, that I would increase you. If you show thanks for your Islam and for your actions of obedience, you thank Allah that He allowed you to prostrate before Him, that He would increase you. That He will increase you, meaning He will make you firm, and He will make you steadfast, and He will grant you more blessings from the affairs of the religion and the dunya, alhamdulillah. But the most important affair is the affair of the religion, and the affair of the deen, and the affair of obedience to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thanks for that. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah for al-Islam. Alhamdulillah for tawheed. Alhamdulillah for the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah for the narrations of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een. Alhamdulillah for the beneficial knowledge. We praise Allah and we thank Him and we ask Him for an increase in His grace and His mercy, and to not hold us accountable for our shortcomings. And so this is the case here. Al-Dhahabi said, Isnaduhu sahih. Isnaduhu sahih. The chain here that is mentioned is authentic. Now Al-Dhahabi, he comments, rahimahullah, he says, وَمِنَ النِّفَاقِ الْأَصْغَرِ الرَّجُلُ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا وَلَا يَظُنُّ أَنَّهَا تَبْلُغُ مَا بَلَغَتْ يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي النَّارِ سَبَعِينَ خَرِيفًا. And from the minor hypocrisy, this is not the major hypocrisy. And this hadith has preceded. He's referring to a hadith, yani that has preceded in the previous chapters. And in the beginning of the affair of the tongue, he said, then from the minor hypocrisy is that a man, he will speak with his statement and he will not show any concern for that. And he will not think that it will reach what it will reach. And from the anger of Allah, and He will cast him on his head in the hellfire 70 years. And the distance of 70 years. So again, the affair of the tongue and hypocrisy, he's saying this is for minor hypocrisy. And that a person, he will talk in this manner and he will say words from the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is also from hypocrisy. This is also from hypocrisy. If he had sincere faith and was truthful with Allah, he would guard his tongue. He would protect his statements from that which is displeasing to his Lord. He says, وَأَمَّا النِّفَاقُ الْأَكْبَرُ, as for the major hypocrisy, وَإِنْ كَانَ الرَّجُلُ يَعْلَمُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمْ فَعَلَيْهِ يَتَعُوَّذَ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ وَالشِّرْكِ. He said, as for the major hypocrisy, even if a man, he knows from his own soul that he's a Muslim. As for the major hypocrisy, even if a person, he knows in his soul he is a Muslim. He doesn't doubt about his Islam. He said, but he still must. It's incumbent upon him to seek refuge with Allah from hypocrisy and from shirk. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي بِمَا يُخْتَمُ لَهُ. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي بِمَا يُخْتَمُ لَهُ. Because he does not know how his end will come to him, and what will be written for him in his end, and what state he would die upon. He doesn't know that. So even if he knows from his own soul he's a Muslim, he has no doubt about that. In his heart he's a believer, he knows that. He will still not feel safe. He will still not feel safe from hypocrisy, nor from shirk, nor from disbelief. Rather, he will seek refuge with Allah from that. He will seek refuge with Allah from that. فَرُبَّمَا أَصْبَحَ مُؤْمِنًا وَأَمْسَى كَافِرًا نَعُوذُ بِوَجِ اللَّهِ الْكَرِيمِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. He said, maybe a man, he will wake up in the morning as a believer, and he will come to the evening as a disbeliever. And we seek refuge with the noble face of Allah from that. The noble face of Allah from that. And this is from the benefits of Al-Hafiz Al-Dhahabi rahimahullah ta'ala. And this is something that a believer, he must take seriously. And this requires for him to learn the correct way and the upright path, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the methodology of his salaf al-salih, and likewise learn everything that's contrary to that. So that way he has knowledge of the straight path and how to apply that and to abide by that and live upon that and die upon that, and also knowledge of falsehood and evil and wickedness and misguidance and deception and the likes, in order to avoid that and stay away from that upon clarity, and from that knowing the signs of hypocrisy. The author is mentioning here the issue of khulful wa'd, to go back on one's promise. Is the people of knowledge, they say al-wa'd, any the one who goes back on his promise. Any the wa'd, what is the wa'd? The wa'd is al-ikhbar bi-isal al-khayri fil-mustaqbal. So a person, he'll make a promise, he'll make a covenant, he'll make an oath. And this is what the wa'd is. It's a wa'd, and also like an ahd, a covenant. He'll make a promise that he's going to do some good in the future. In the future, he'll make a promise either with Allah, this is the most stern, or with the people. He'll make a promise and a bond and a covenant in the future. This is going to occur for me. This is going to occur for me, either with his Lord or with the people. And to go back on that, wa ikhlafuhu huwa tarkul wafa'i bihi. And to make ikhlaf here, either wa'ada akhlafa, and to go back on that and to not fulfill that. And to not fulfill that. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانْ, يعني the people of knowledge, they say, الْإِتِمَانُ جَعْلُ شَخْصٍ أَمِينًا. الْإِتِمَان is to put a trust with somebody, and to trust him, to entrust something to him, and to trust that he will fulfill that. Whether it's a secret, whether it's with wealth, whether it's with property, يعني whatever the case may be, he's entrusted to something that he has to perform, then he has to take care of that to the best of his ability. He has to repay that to the best of his ability. And this is all of these affairs here, and that are from the issues of hypocrisy. The opposite of that is from the beauty of Al-Islam, the beauty of truthfulness and honesty, the beauty of fulfilling the trust and not betraying, the beauty of being loyal and the likes. All of these are beautiful traits. This is what Islam it commands, and what it prohibits is the opposite of that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from his way and from his sunnah, from his narrations, what is narrated from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Addi al-amanata liman atamanak, wa la takhun man khanak." That you perform the trust to those who trust you. Somebody entrusts you with something, whatever it may be—a word, a statement, money, clothing, a vehicle, an item, whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be, the greatest amana is the shahada. The greatest amana is the shahada. And the greatest ahd and promise and covenant is the covenant with Allah, to bear witness that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Him, and that will not want worship, that no one will worship anybody except for Him, and that to bear witness that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that He is the only one who should be followed absolutely, and that one will not disobey Allah and will not disobey His Messenger. This is the greatest promise and covenant, and to betray that is the worst of all betrayal. Is the worst of all betrayal. Na'udhu billahi min dhalika. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Addi al-amana liman itamanaka, wa la takhun man khanak." Fulfill the trust to those who trust you, or entrust you to something, and do not betray those who betray you. Do not betray those who betray you. Some people, they think, "Well, he betrayed me, I'll betray him. Or he lied to me, I lied to him. He cheated me, I cheated him." Nah, that's not the way of a believer. And that's not the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, he's righteous and pious. And he's good in every situation. If the people belie him or deny him or betray him, he does not belie them or deny them or betray them. Rather, he fulfills the trust in all circumstances. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the second narration, the narration of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhumah. And the issue here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Arba'un man kunna fihi kana munafiqan khalisa." The one of four affairs, arba'u khisal, sifat. خلال four traits that whoever has them كان منافقاً خالصاً خالصاً يعني pure that he the whoever has them he's a pure hypocrite ومن كان فيه خصلة منهن كان فيه خصلة من النفاق حتى يدعها and whoever has a trait of them one of these traits then he has a trait of hypocrisy until he leaves it again what is referring what is being referred to here is lesser than major hypocrisy so the word or the statement munafiqan khalisan we shouldn't misunderstand that this is the wording that at-Tirmidhi he commented on rahimahullah inma hada inda ahl al-ilm an-nifaq al-amal an-nifaq al-amal so an-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala he has some commentary about this he said shadidu shabahi bil munafiqin yani the one who has these four traits all four of them yani meaning that then whenever he speaks he lies and whenever he makes a promise or a covenant he betrays it and whenever he is entrusted to something he betrays that likewise and whenever he quarrels and argues or disputes he violates the rights with regards to that and lies and quarrels in a foul manner and in falsehood and if all four of these affairs were in a person he still did not disbelieve by way of that He still did not disbelieve by way of that. And this is the point to be made. And Nawawi, he says, Shadid was Shabahi bin Munafiqin. This person now, he has a great resemblance. And by having all four of these traits, he has a great resemblance with the hypocrites. Meaning that one of these traits will lower the iman in a great manner. It's a major sin. But whenever all four of them are there, these four affairs together, and a person take a great portion of his iman, and he decrease his faith in a great manner, weakening his deen in a great manner. But he's still a Muslim. Meaning that these affairs could be gathered in a Muslim, and he could have all four of them, and he could still have the foundation of faith and Islam, and he could be a Muslim. And he again to clarify, so that a person he will stay away from the methodology of the Khawarij. That a person maybe he has all these foul traits or even more would he have to be less so long as they're lesser than major disbelief he's still a Muslim but his faith is deficient and weak and he's exposed to the anger of Allah Azza wa Jalla and if he died in that manner then Allah if he wills will punish him for his sins and if Allah wills he will pardon him and if he's punished in any case so long as he died upon faith And as a Muslim upon Tawheed, then his destination is the Jannah. This is the creed of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah that a believer he must know and he must be certain about. So, with regards to this affair and the people of Nar, as I said, Asluddin yinhasiru fi thalath. And this is a great benefit. The foundation of the religion is summarized in three affairs, can be summarized and summed up in three affairs. Al-Qawlu wal-Fi'lu wal-Niyya. The whole religion is like this. The deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, all of it is either a statement or an action or an intention. And this is Iman. Al-Imanu qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad. Qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad. This is Iman. So the religion is summarized in these three affairs. Statements and actions and intention. Yani belief and faith. Yani the intention in the heart. So they say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this narrations and he indicated the issue of the corruption of the statement, and the corruption of the statements whenever he said from the attribute of the hypocrites either haddatha kadhib, and so now here the statements become corrupted by lying, and from they indicated the fasad al-fil bil khiyana either tumina khan. As for the fasad and the corruption of the intention, either wa'ada akhlafa, or either ahada ghadar, yani that whenever he makes a promise or an oath, he will betray that. Again, the reason for this affair here, and the point is that's with regards to the intention. And so the one who, he made a promise to somebody, he made an appointment with somebody, he made an oath or contract or covenant with somebody, whether he made it with his Lord or with the people, and in his heart he intended to fulfill that. And then something happened and it occurred that he was not able to do that. Or there is an issue that occurred that's better for him than to perform it. He did not do that. Or something came up, he's not considered, this here is not considered from the traits of hypocrisy. Somebody said he made an appointment with somebody. or he promised somebody would help them, or he'll do this and that for them. He made a covenant with them that he would do this and do that with them or for them, and he intended in his heart to do that. And then whenever the time came, he became preoccupied and he forgot, or he was not able to, or whenever he made a promise to somebody to loan them some money, for example, and then whenever the day came, he didn't have money, or his check was not ready, or he's not able to get it out of the bank. Whatever the case may be, he was not able to fulfill it while he had the intention. This is not included here. This is not included from the traits of hypocrisy. So the issue here of making that the author he's referring to, Babu ما جاء في إخلاف الوعد. This goes back to the intention. This goes back to the affair of the intention. And he's the one who breaks the covenant and breaks the promise and breaks the contract, meaning whenever he made that, he had no intention of fulfilling that. He had no intention of fulfilling that. As for the person who made a promise with somebody and then he made an appointment in the lights like this, all of this is included. And many people today, they take this lightly. I will see you at this time. And then and maybe sometimes they don't show up for hours later or days later, without even informing the person or making an excuse. And this is not right. This is from the attributes of the hypocrites. If a person, he makes a promise, major or minor, then he'll do his best to fulfill that. And if he's not able to, for whatever the reason may be, he would excuse himself. He would excuse himself. And if he needs to, he'll clarify his excuse. And he'll make it apparent, if it's possible, so that the person who was with him will understand his situation and circumstance. So this is the issue. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.